Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's Superior Video Livestock Auction. With their next sale coming up on Thursday, March 19th, 8 a.m., Dish Network Satellite 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 16,500 head will be offered, 5,100 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, and almost 8,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know details about when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you, to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
The cattle markets were all over the place today. We finished the day quite a bit lower, about $4.42 lower at $91.92 on the April lives, $86.30 on the June, down $3.45. The big thing was this morning the markets were significantly higher, causing the people that were short to buy that back. You know, everybody was picking the low here, and then it gave it right back toward the end of the day. On live cattle and feeder cattle. March feeders were down about 85 cents at 112.57. They're significantly below the index. The index is about 124 right now, so that's lifting them up just a touch. Another thing that's been kind of bullish here is what we're seeing in the cash market on the live cattle. We had some 110, 112 trade. It's, what, $20 above where the April live cattle currently are trading. The box beef market also has been extremely strong. Choice is up to 246.70 at midday today, which is roughly, what, $40 higher than where it was 10 days or so ago. On choice, select was 238, up $9. So extreme strength there in the box beef market. We're hoping that'll eventually work its way back to the cash market bids in the live cattle cash market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's time for the 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, happening Saturday, March the 21st at 12:30 at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 125 registered Angus bulls, 40 registered Angus females, and 30 commercial Angus spring calving heifers with many calves at their side. Catalogs are available online at pollardfarms.com, or you can call 580-758-1464. The 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March the 21st in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
It's hard to watch all the markets here, but we had a pretty good rally in the wheat futures. July Kansas City was up 12.25 cents at 450.25. Extremely good rally there. Beans are steady to 2 cents higher. Corn, unfortunately, down 6 to 8 cents. Cotton's down about 102 right now. Put December cotton at 58.08. The big news continues to be the coronavirus and all the additional steps that federal, state, and local governments are instituting to try to slow the spread. But the stock market right now is trying to figure out what it all means. And right now the Dow's down about 1,400 points. The S&P's down about 140. And probably the biggest move of the day come out of the energy markets. We have April crude oil, which is the front month, down $4.85 a barrel at $22.09. And that's also about $2 off the low earlier today. So the biggest sell-off we've seen in crude since the contracts first started trading in the early 80s. One guy said it was 54% sell-off in the last 10 days. So really big oil market moves. Diesel's down about 4.5 cents. RBOB about the same. So across the board, we're seeing some really big sell-offs here in the energy markets.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.